I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Kevin, toward the end of July, we did a fishing news talking about the absence of bluefish. Many fishermen were wondering where they were. Here we are about a month later, and that story is now flipped on its head. Tell us what's happening.
That's right. Earlier this week, I was out fishing early morning and had to get back in for work and ended up running late because you could not go any distance at all with running into more bluefish. Had to keep stopping and keep fishing and catching them. It's really a big change, and fishermen are enjoying it.
So the bluefish have appeared. Tell us what size fish we're looking at now that they've come in.
Well, a lot of the bluefish right now are on the smaller side, so 1 to 2 pounders. Not very big, but they're making up for it in the number of fish out there. With so much small bait around right now, you know where the bluefish are because they're chasing that bait to the surface. You see them splashing and feeding, and you see lots of birds coming down and plucking the bait fish from the surface. So it's exciting action, even if it isn't the biggest bluefish, and there are occasionally some larger ones mixed in as well. But again, most of them kind of 1 to 3 pound size.
Now, bluefish get kind of a bad rap sometimes for a number of reasons, but as you say, these are great fun to catch.
Bluefish really deserve more respect than they get. That story I mentioned of being out fishing early in the morning, we were looking for bonito, which are a more prized game fish to most people. The bonito did not cooperate, couldn't find them. But the bluefish sort of saved the morning. It was fun to get into them, fun to catch them. Like I said, they're aggressive, so you can fish all types of lures. Fly fishing works for them as well, and they're not just aggressive at striking lures. They also fight very hard, so you know, maybe for some folks, because they are so eager and so easy to catch, they don't have the same challenge as more prestigious game fish. But really, they do deserve a better reputation than they have.
Bluefish are one of those fish that leap out of the air once you've got them on the line. And fighting a bluefish in is so much fun. Let's talk a little bit about how to make sure that if you catch a bluefish, it's ready for the table.
That's another place that bluefish get an undeserved bad rap. People tend to like fish like striped bass, which is a very white fish and doesn't have as much flavor. Bluefish is a more flavorful fish, but if you treat it right, it's a good flavor. So if you catch a bluefish, the best thing to do is bleed it right away, cut the gills so that as much blood comes out of the meat as possible, and then get it on ice right away. Because it has a little more oil, a little more of that fishy flavor, if you let it go bad in the sun, it's not going to taste good. If you get it on ice, it'll be delicious. And then once you fillet the bluefish to eat it, you will see there is what they call a bloodline. It's darker meat, basically, through the bluefish fillet. That has the stronger taste. If you don't like a strong fish taste, cut that out. And what you're left with, in my opinion, is one of our best eating fish.
And let's round up the fishing action heading out this weekend. What should we be looking for?
Well, I don't think you'll be able to avoid the bluefish out there with so much bait around. You'll be running into them in Vineyard Sound and throughout Buzzards Bay. Look for flocks of birds over the water, and that's where you'll find them. Around Martha's Vineyard, you'll find more bonito. The bonito bite's been very good so far. No sign of false albacore yet, but they should be coming any day now. And then for striped bass, Cape Cod Bay has been a better fishery for striped bass. Lots of schoolie-sized fish and some bigger ones along the Cape Cod Bay beaches. And then finally, out on Stellwagen Bank, we're starting to hear more reports of bluefin tuna. Late start there, but guys are excited to be getting into them now.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.